This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, Juice, don't make it cran. Take an apple and make it wetter. I'm going to pee all over your rug if you don't bring me a mug of that juice stuff. Review.
Okay.
Is that a reference to something? Did you do an episode with Jeff
about
cranberry juice?
No. So this is from Damien. Oh my God. So Damien is a longtime patron of the Riley and Jeff Patreon. Damien, we go way back. So Damien says, "Hello, Mrs. Review. I have haphazardly constructed my first theme song for the podcast. I've had the lyrics for this for like 3 years and have just been too lazy to actually make it until now. This song should work for any episode, but if you do happen to do an episode about some type of juice or juice in general, it would be particularly well suited. Also, be sure to let it play to the end." That was from Damien, a.k.a. the Crustacean.
Yeah, well, at least it's short.
Damien, I mean, I guess it's like, it's the choking at the end that I'm really curious about. Like, what was the artist's intent? I mean, I guess it's up to us. Like, you know, once you make a piece of art and put it out into the world, like, you can't control how it's perceived. So, Alf, like, what did you make of the choking?
I made it the choking that it was like he was repulsed by his own work, you know?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That like maybe he like regretted what he'd made.
Like, oh my God, the monster was me all along.
Yeah, or maybe he was drinking cranberry juice and he choked on it.
Okay, so it's probably the second one.
Or both. Could be
Alf,
both.
At the time of recording, we have not done our show yet. At the time of recording, we are going to do our live show a week from today.
That's correct.
But by the time this comes out, it will have already happened. So let's
God
set some intentions
willing.
Right up front about how the show went. I think the show was perfect. I think we sold out the venue enough that we literally even, they're like, oh my God, we have too many people. We have to go to Radio City. We literally, oh
know.
My God,
I
Radio
think,
City, we have to go to Madison Square Garden. It's well, literally, we can't fit enough people
I
in.
I don't think that's a healthy expectation to set
And
for
so
yourself.
If it's anything less than that, what a
well,
waste. No, I think it was a blast.
I think
and
to
I think
counteract
to do it with
that, my intention
Gall
is going to be...
It's going to be great.
All the tickets were bought by bots. You and
okay.
I are going to go on stage. There's not going to be a
Empty
single
room.
Person in the audience. And then the theater will burn down
okay.
with us inside.
No, not with us inside. Don't say that. Take it back. Say I take it back. Say I take,
I'm
it,
not
back. Say
take
it
back.
Say
I take it back.
Say I take it back.
Fine.
We're not doing something unless
I take
it
back.
Back. Oh my God. Okay. Alf, what's new since we recorded a day ago?
I've got a chili on the stove.
Chili on the stove. Chili on the stove. Vegetarian chili or?
Yeah. I threw some impossible meat in there. Nothing impossible about it.
Shut up. Are you going to have a little cozy Sunday night in?
Okay, Meredith Marks. Are you going to have a cozy Sunday in?
Am I talking about rumors about a husband?
I am going to have a cozy Sunday. Wake up in the late afternoon.
Call Parnell
just to see
just to
how
see
he's,
what
doing.
He's doing. Are you going to watch a movie or just like eat chili in a room?
I'm going to sit into complete darkness in my shower, cold water running eating chili for 3 hours.
I wouldn't put it past you.
No, there's nothing fucked up about my chili. My chili's normal. I made a normal dish so that everyone would know that I'm a normal person.
A normal dish for a normal night. And I'm a normal guy.
I'm a normal night. And I'm normal night. I'm normal guy, the science guy.
My God.
I tried to do laundry 3 separate times today, and each time the washers were in use.
That sucks.
So
I hate that feeling.
I pivoted to making chili.
Very different.
So that's kind of how my day's going. But who gives a fuck? How's your day?
My day, I mean, where to start?
More like
it's kind
your
of
sleigh.
Been the craziest. More like my sleigh. I woke up with Alf calling me a witch.
There was context to that.
Nope. You texted me. You said, "What's up, witch? Time to get out of bed."
No, that's not.
And I said, "I'm 2 hours behind you." So it's like, I mean, I can sleep in.
It's still
fine.
10 a.m.
I was sleeping in. Oh, Daniel and I went to a party last night. We went to a little costume party.
Got kicked out?
What?
Did you guys get kicked out?
We were let in. We were Wallace and Gromit. I was Grimble. Daniel was Wolfman. And it was very fun. We went to this party that was like the theme of the party. It was like an immersive.
The theme of the party was like Halloween.
It was like an immersive. So it was like an 80s theme. And the idea was that it's like it's a company. It's a Halloween for like a tech company. And so then within the party, there's like an immersive game that you can play over your phone. There's like a lot of clues around. It's very cool. They did a really great job. And someone in line at this party, because I guess I didn't realize that you had to dress up as something from the 80s. I thought it would just be like, oh, and it happens to just be
well,
an 80s party.
Lucky for you.
Well, so
Drama
I didn't
kind
know.
Of 80, right?
So 90s? We were in line at this open bar. They had a really delicious like bourbon
open
cocktail
bar.
With coffee liqueur.
Okay.
And it was really,
very
oh
late,
yeah.
Very late.
And so this woman in front of us, she had like a great, like 80s aerobics
she had like a
costume
great
on.
Dane.
And
she kept calling herself Velma.
There was someone of Scooby there, but she turned around. We were talking about her costume, and she's like, "Oh, sorry, I have to ask, who are you guys?" And we're like, "We're Wallace and Gromit." And she's like, "Oh my God, I so see it, yeah." And she goes, "Is that 80s?" And
oh my God,
I like panicked. I'm like, "You know what? I don't know." And Daniel to the rescue. He's like, "Let me check." And baby, we clocked in at 1989. Ooh. We clocked in at 1989. We made it. Which I was actually shocked that Wallace and Gromit was from 1989.
Gun to my head, I would have said 91.
But she was like, "Oh, thank God!" Right? I'm like, "Yeah, thank God." Would we have been kicked out? What would have happened? Who would have known? But
you would
it was
have had
very
to
fun.
Pay for everyone. You would have to cover the tab at the open bar.
Yeah. But it was very fun. And Daniel, at one point in the night, he just turns to me. He goes, "It's so great. You get to be your favorite thing in the world." And at first I thought he meant Gromit, because I was like, I mean, I love Gromit, but and he goes, "A dog." And I'm like, "No, that's true." But we're not here to talk about dogs as much as I'd love to. We're not here to talk about your normal chili that you're going to eat in the shower. We're here to talk about something cozy.
Something cozy. Something frankly not dissimilar to chili.
Not dissimilar to chili. No, speaking of chili, we actually are here to talk about something that like you might as well add to your chili.
Right.
If you're crazy.
If you're feeling
canned. We're here to talk about canned tomato soup.
We're here to talk about the Cannes Film Festival.
Now, Alf did suggest canned soup, autumnal. We're coming out of Halloween, but we're still like in the fall, like cozy food season. And then I did immediately call him back 2 minutes later, and I'm like, we need to be a little bit more specific. Let's do canned tomato soup.
Which I knew you were going to do, by the way.
Alf, talk to me about canned tomato soup. What do you know about canned tomato soup?
You know, the way I see it, there's really two kings of the soup, canned soup game. There's tomato and chicken noodle, right?
Okay.
You're kind of one team or the other, you know, I think.
Yeah.
And I was always a chicken noodle kid. Chicken noodle for the Alfie soul. I love the stuff. So tomato is fine to me, but it will always be second fiddle. And that was my childhood relationship. My adult relationship is defined by one word. And it is a compound word. It's a word I talk about a lot, and it is...
I have no idea where you're going.
Heartburn.
Nightmeal? Heartburn.
as a sufferer of heartburn, tomatoes are something I have to really be specific about. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. You just said you're making a pot of chili. I contain multitudes.
I contain multitudes, asshole.
Just because I said one thing doesn't mean I can't do the opposite, okay? But no, I mean, I like tomato soup, but the truth is, if I'm going to have tomato soup, I'm not. I think butternut squash is the only smooth soup I like. Oh no, I've stumbled into another bizarre food take. Not again.
No, butternut squash soup is delicious, but don't call it this is the only smooth
but you know what
soup
I, mean?
I like.
You know what I mean about soup? How there's smooth soup and there's chunky soup. You know, like the broth-based soups, like fucking chicken noodle and, you know, all of those.
You're a weird guy.
Hearty vegetable, minestrone, you know.
Oh, I love a minestrone.
These are all chunky soups, but then you have your smooth soups, your tomato, your butternut squash,
I just hate the phrase smooth soup.
Why do you hate that?
It, like, I don't know. I just really don't like it. Maybe just because you're saying it, but like,
I think you're expecting it to be weird. And so you're like, no, that must be weird because it's about food and he's saying it.
Smooth soup. Smooth soup. No, there's something about it that isn't right. My favorite soup.
Smooth soup.
I hate it because it feels like a smoothie and that's not what it is.
Well, in a way.
No.
Should add a V8.
I kind of sleep on tomato soup sometimes. And then every time I have it again, I'm like, God, this shit's so good. Because normally I'm a lentil girl. I'm a lentil soup girl because it was an easy lunch because it's like quick. I mean, Amy's, my God,
cold out of the can.
College, not cold. Alf would eat cold lentil soup out of the can because I think that's absolutely deranged. My easy college lunch, Amy's lentil soup. Heat that shit up. It's easy. It's fast. You got a bunch of protein with the lentils.
Yeah.
This is
all I'm going to say about it.
Oh, sorry. Okay, you hate women. Okay, you're interrupting me. You hate women.
Oh, fuck.
What? No. Speak your piece about the cold lentil soup out of the can.
Fucked. I can't be fucked. It's not worth it. It's not worth getting canceled for again.
No, come on. Come on.
I just was going to say, like, if gazpacho is allowed to be cold, why aren't other soups?
Because chunky soup cold is foul.
You haven't fucking tried it.
Because that sounds nasty. Anyway.
What is cereal if not a cold chunky soup?
Nope. So.
Finish your thought.
Sometimes you can have too much of a good thing. Sometimes you can have too many Amy's lentil soups and get really fucking sick of it. So then you switch over to minestrone.
It's kind of how I think about friendship, you know?
As a kid, I was probably a chicken noodle girly. But the older I've gotten, my God, a tomato soup really hits. When it's good, it's good.
Grilled cheese.
And in fact, oh, come on. Tonight, Daniel and I are making one of my favorite soups. Stew. It's a stew, even. And it's a tomato and white bean.
He's
making a Stewie Griffin. But yeah, so I love a tomato soup. So the thing about it, about tomato, and the reviews that I was finding for tomato soups is that a lot of it is like rooted in nostalgia. A lot, and like more so than any other soup, which is really interesting to me. It's like you're not going to be out here looking at like a cream of mushroom and being like, oh, tastes just like childhood. Or like, I feel like you're finding more of the reviews for a tomato soup than like a fucking split pea.
But surely being like, chicken noodle is kind of.
Oh, no. I would say it's up there as well.
Of nostalgic soup.
I would say that and tomatoes up there, but it's like, it's just very funny because I don't know. I think it's really interesting. It's like, why? I don't know. It was just wild. You're not going to be seeing like a cheddar broccoli soup being like, oh God, I remember coming home from school, walking in the snow. And my mom would just make me a big pot of cheddar broccoli. Ugh.
I don't like cheddar broccoli soup, frankly.
I don't either.
Wow, we have something
do
in common.
You want to start?
There's
no, we
so
don't.
Much more that
psych. I love it. I love it so much.
Now I'd like you to start.
Oh, wait, no, we have to set intention.
Fuck, and we did forget last week, and that's on Riley. She did forget, and that's okay.
We forgot, no, it's on both of us. We forgot to set intention because we were just so excited. And ultimately, I think the intention, it was probably the flirtiest episode
yet. It was
incredibly
flirty.
Tina Fermel was hilarious. If you didn't listen to the Tina Fermel episode, you're doing yourself a
big disservice.
Delete
this episode off your phone right now and go and listen to that one.
So what should this episode is going to be?
It's Sunday, right?
It's Sunday.
There's chestnuts roasting on the open fire.
And it's soup. Is this going to be the coziest episode?
I think it might be.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Why?
I don't know. What if it's not? And then you've made a liar out of me.
What if I fall? Oh, but my. What if I flop?
But oh, my darling.
But oh, what if you slay?
What if you soup?
What if you smooth soup? Do you want to start us off, King?
No, I'd like you to start us off.
But I started last time.
Ah, who's to say?
I'll start us off. Here we go. This is for Campbell's condensed tomato soup. Probably the OG reigning supreme of the canned soup game, Campbell's. This is 5 stars from Kayla. Can you give Kayla a last name?
Kayla. Kayla. Hey, la so re mi do.
Que la so re mi do. The title is Best Nostalgic Soup. So this review, I'm going to preface it. The review isn't particularly funny, but it just was awesome. Really interesting to me. No, but you know,
oh,
you'll
I can't
see
wait.
What I mean. It says, make this soup with milk instead of water. Best tasting tomato soup with a class grilled cheese sandwich. Glad this is available here as it is sold in stores less and less. Brings me back to the good old days. Fast shipping and items arrive undamaged. The best nostalgic
I'm sorry,
soup
am I doing a podcast with George
days.
Saba right now?
No, it just meant that it's like, I find it really interesting that certain foods and not others are things that are really nostalgic.
But don't you think certain things are nostalgic for individuals? Like, I don't know if...
But no, I just mean, it's like I said before, you're not going to find on like a chunky mushroom soup being like, oh, reminds me of the good old days.
I don't know. There might be somebody.
Like, you're gonna mostly see like the tomato. It's like, oh, just like when I was a kid. It's like if you were to throw like a nostalgic kind of themed party, and it's like, oh, everyone bring a dish from your childhood, or bring, you know, you have people bring like a PB&J or like a Fluffernutter, which is like a very regional sandwich, or you know, it's like, and then someone just brings something that's so specific to them.
All righty. Party's about to start. Make sure I got everything ready to go. I hope I remember to say it was a costume. I think I told everyone to be in a costume. I hope I'm gonna feel silly if I'm the only one in a. Oh, there's the doorbell. Let me see who it is. Jessica!
Excuse me, more like Kim Possible.
Yes.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach
okay.
me.
Okay, I love that. I love that. Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
I couldn't come to like a 2000s party without dressing up as like the Queen Kim.
Yes, wait, what was. Da, 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 da. Was that it? Da,
yes, da, da, da. That's it. Da, da, oh my God, oh my God.
What was the name of the like friend zoned ass guy who is, what was his?
I think Ron.
Ron. Where's Ron?
Yes.
Where's your Ron?
Oh my God, I don't have one tonight, but maybe he might show up.
Oh, maybe he's already here. All right, well, yeah, snacks are in the kitchen. You go check those out, and I think...
Oh my God, I'm the first one here.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what they say, early Cam gets the worm.
Oh my God, you're so funny,
And
Roger.
By the worm, I mean the array of baby bottle pops that I have for you to
Stop
choose
it!
From.
Oh my God, you
because
oh
I remembered,
my God, this is just like the good old days.
I remembered
just like
that
you
said once that you like this. So.
Oh my God, you are such a sweet friend.
I see someone
I
else pulling
so
up the
much.
Drive. Let me check it out. Yeah, sweet friend, that's me. Okay, who do we have here?
Hey, oh. It's me, Hillary Duff. Just kidding. It's Samantha.
God.
I got you. I bet you thought it was actually Hillary Duff.
I really thought I was face to face with the real, with real life Hillary Duff. Yep.
Oh my God. Wait, who are you supposed to be?
I interpreted the prompt differently. But I like what you guys are all doing with it. It's cool.
No, it's great, but it's like it's your party, so I'm just so curious
yeah,
like what your like, you know, 2000s naughties, you know, costume.
Well, if you
is.
See, it's like I'm wearing these black trousers and this green shirt and the, you know, and I have the spray ball. I'm the smell of pavement after it rains.
Oh, everyone. Oh, more and more people coming to the party. Yes!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and I'm like, it's
God!
Cool that you guys all dress up as stuff from when we were kids. But I guess when I said nostalgia, I thought we would dress up as like, I don't know, I guess I just like interpreted it different, even though no, it was my didn't. Idea. There's no wrong smell. Way to do it, I guess.
No, no, oh no, oh my God, we all love that smell. It's like you're playing outside as a kid.
Yes, sprinklers right, exactly. On, you get like, it. No, like fresh cut grass is the green.
Yes.
Like, it's like
yes.
summertime or.
It's fantastic.
Whatever. The bottle's full of chlorine, so it smells like the pool.
Knock on the door.
Huh, that's weird. I thought everybody was.
Don't forget me.
I hear them talking from the other side of the door. I think they said, hang on, let me open
Don't. Who else did you invite? I feel like all of our friends are here.
No, I genuinely, it's like Jessica's in the, Jessica's in the kitchen, probably going to town on those baby bottles.
That's so Jessica. Excuse me, I'm still outside the door. If someone could please open it.
Okay, I'm going to open the door, I guess. Is anyone waiting on it? A friend? Did anyone?
I can hear everything that you guys are saying.
I guess so they can hear us. I'm going to open the door. It feels weird that I haven't opened it yet. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Can we help you?
You don't remember me, do you? Maybe it's because of my costume.
Well, there's no...
It's nothing. Alan from work.
Oh my, sorry.
You said I'm throwing a big nostalgia party.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
You probably thought I was just my costume.
No.
Mrs. Nelson.
Mrs. Nelson.
Mrs. Nelson. We all remember her from childhood. She was my next door neighbor.
Like on the Simpsons? Was that a...
No, I think I remember the character from... is the bully named Nelson.
That's
and
right.
And it's not
sorry.
His mom.
Sorry,
that's
no.
That's not what I'm dressed up as.
You're... Okay. So it's... I'm like... Mr. Rogers, you said?
No, Mrs. Nelson. From the good old days? From
the good old days. I don't remember. Was that an NBC or?
Oh my God, hi. Oh, you're Roger's friend from work.
Yes,
I'm Alan. And oh, look at you. You're Hillary Duff. That's great. We got Kim Possible over there. And what, Roger? You're the smell of pavement after it rains.
Thank you, Alan. I'm surprised you got that.
And I'm Mrs. Nelson.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Okay. Guys, I guess I think we're all here and Alan is here too, which is great.
Did get an invite, so yes, we are all here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean everybody else got a party full, but you got a like a verbal.
I got word of mouth.
Yeah, you asked me what I was
somehow even more intimate.
You asked me what I was doing this weekend and I told you I don't remember saying swing on by or anything. And sorry I didn't recognize you before. I just,
It's okay. My costume's very good. I can imagine
yes.
It's hard for anyone to look at me and not immediately be flashed back to their times as a youth.
Well, it's, yes. I mean, it is that. And I guess maybe. And also more the fact that I'm not used to seeing you, you know, outside of a work context, you know, you're
sorry,
always in that.
Are you lying to me
suit.
Or do you actually not know who Mrs. Nelson is?
Can
or are you just placating me?
All right. Alan, sorry, guys. This is Alan. He does this
He's
stuff.
He's being kind of.
No. No, he's fine. I promise.
Should we be like,
I promise
are we
you.
Safe?
I promise you, this doesn't get any better for us if we let him elaborate. There was a Christmas.
Jessica coming back out with a baby bottle pop. Oh my God! Who are you, Mrs. Doubtfire? I'm Mrs. Nelson.
Jessica.
You witch.
Jessica.
What?
Alan.
Oh my
Alan.
God.
Easy. No, last year we had a Christmas party at work and, you know, I came as Mr. Claus and Jess, you remember you were Mrs. Claus.
Yeah. It was a great costume.
Right.
Great friend's costume.
Yes. And, I guess Alan interpreted it, you know, a specific way and he dressed up as, that one American flag ornament my grandma gave us. I don't know what. I guess he thought that was like a universal experience. Or...
I have to say, everyone, I am very disappointed. I came to this party looking to meet new friends and have great experiences because Roger is an amazing man. He's a good man.
Thank you.
And I
Alan.
Think he surrounds himself with good people. Jessica, I'm looking at you. You make a beautiful couple. Oh, no, we're not. That's so not anything
well,
I'm interested in.
You can always look in and keep an eye open. Alan,
so
look.
I'm just very shocked that none of you, that in a nostalgia party, we're all supposed to be here looking around saying, oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, I remember that. And I'm just shocked
that some of you have such a selective, cherry-picking memory.
Okay.
Or maybe you had a couple traumas in your youth and don't remember Mrs. Nelson. But Mrs. Nelson was a staple in my childhood. My parents worked a lot, and Mrs. Nelson was...
Okay, we don't need to know...
She was barren, and she lived next door.
I don't think that's a word we use anymore.
She'd always wanted to have a child of her own.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so since my parents worked a lot, she said, I can watch Alan whenever you need.
Okay.
So I was over at Mrs. Nelson's house quite a bit.
Yes.
She'd let me watch Rocket Power. She'd let me watch Cat
Dog. Now that you could have been a costume.
She wouldn't let me watch Disney Channel. It was only Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon. Those were the only things I was allowed to watch.
Okay.
Yes, I was allowed to watch Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Okay.
No, I wasn't allowed to watch that. You're so Raven, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, or Sweet Life on Deck.
I really thought you were at least 38, 30, like late 30s, but these are all...
Mrs. Nelson was a staple in my life.
Yeah.
And I thought that it would kind of be a universal thing.
Who wants to play a game?
I'd love to play a game.
I'll get my hat.
Oh my God, I brought a game. We could all play, you know, a game that we all know from our childhood.
Okay, yeah,
yeah. We could play something like Operation.
That's
so good. I brought Operation. We could also play Hide the Penny on the Stair.
Alan, I don't think.
I'm sorry.
Alan,
you don't know Mrs. Nelson. And now you're all a bunch of liars. And you're telling me you don't know Hide the Penny on the Stair.
Okay, Alan, let's play Hide the Penny on the Stair. Just, can you remind us how it's played? Some of us, I guess, don't remember super
clearly. It's been
clearly.
A long time.
Right. I haven't played since probably junior high, so.
How about this? I give you the first step, and then Roger, why don't you give me the second step of the game, if you remember
it. And I love that this game has steps, and that's definitely a part of it I remembered.
It's part of the pun with the stairs and the steps.
Right, the
you
pun.
Remember.
Right.
First, you take a penny. And then what do you do, Roger?
Well, you take... The game was called Hide the Penny on the Stairs. Okay, guys, go with me on this.
Does Alan have a knife?
Trust me, if I learned anything from the Christmas party, this goes a lot smoother if we don't mention the knife.
It's like a really big hunting knife.
Sure, Jess.
Oh, are you admiring my hunting knife that I
have? Is it that you then you like the second step is you put the penny on one of the steps and you have someone else has to guess which step it's on?
So you do remember the game.
I guess I was there.
Well, would you like to start us
off? Sure. I live in a studio.
We can make it work.
Kitchen off the side. I mean, it's kind of a one bed split. I don't know what to call it. Anyway, there's no stairs.
If you
stairs
don't
want to
play Hide the Penny on the Stairs,
no,
we
can
have
play,
to.
Alan.
Just a suggestion.
We're going to have to do it in the communal stairway that all the units share, and I'm just
That's
worried.
That's perfect. Everyone will want to play.
I don't think it's mainly like
no.
people with families
Honestly,
in the building.
Roger, we should probably go. He's like caressing the hunting knife.
He's kissed it. He kissed it, I think I saw.
Like, with tongue.
Really?
He's like,
oh my God. I think he cut himself just a little, though. Like,
he's running his tongue along the edge of the
Holy
knife.
Fucking fuck. Alan, why don't you go downstairs and set up? We'll be right down, right?
Yeah, well, I'll be right down, Alan. Okay, don't take too long, or else you'll be at the back of the line, and it'll take you a long time to hide the penny.
Yeah, no, I remember that from as a kid.
He leaves. Jesus Christ, are we all gonna get fucking stabbed?
I don't think so. This is
don't think so, or we won't.
Look, last year at the Jess, you remember the holiday party?
The holiday party, which was very nice for you to invite me as your plus one, by the way, because I don't work with you.
No, but you know, I guess they, you know, they hear me talk about you all the time. They were like, we got to meet the world famous Jess, you know, and then.
Okay, guys, so what do we do?
Important for me, I guess, for you to meet that part of me. I mean, from the holiday party last year, he made us play a game called Hunt the Mallow, where he hid a marshmallow somewhere on the tree and we had to find it. I think it was very similar. And basically,
a lot of hiding based.
Yeah,
games.
I think it's something to do with the Mrs. Nelson. I think she was like a very forgetful woman and he had to find her stuff. I think I've learned to not ask follow up questions. But if the Christmas party's anything to go off, he'll get bored after a couple rounds and we can come back up.
Cut to Mrs. Nelson's house like 15 years ago.
Alan?
Yes, Mrs. Nelson.
Alan?
Yes, oh, Mrs. Nelson, I'm here.
I'd forgot where I'd put you.
Oh, I'm right where you left me, Mrs. Nelson.
Have you seen the clicker?
Oh, I can go find it if you'd like, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, there's a good boy.
I love the game Hide the Clicker. You're so great at making fun games for little boys.
I sure am.
Grabs it, brings it back. I did it! I won! I won Hide the Clicker!
Who's a good one? You're gonna get a penny for that.
Oh my god! I can finally play Hide the Penny on the stairs!
Don't spend it all at once now. You could get a ticket for you and a girl to see a film.
Cut back. No, they go outside. There is a line around the block of, like, families and, like, people in the building who are like, oh, yes! Hide the Penny on the stairs! We haven't played this game in forever!
Do you guys... you guys see this?
Oh, Roger, Jessica, Stephanie, so glad of you to finally stop by. Unfortunately, you're going to have to wait at the end of the line because we have a lot of people who are eagerly awaiting to hide the penny on the stairs.
Okay, yeah. Back of the line today. Oh, rats. I guess we're going to have to wait at the back of the line. Huh, Steph? Yes?
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of look kind of fun.
Right.
Like the kids are having like the best time, just like replacing the pennies, running up and grabbing it.
Yeah,
to the next
Steph. Place. No, it looks like fun. I guess we'll wait in line, though. Right? That's what Alan told us to do. So we're gonna wait in line.
The people in the front of them in line. I can't wait to play this game. I haven't played this game since I was like probably like what 10.
Excuse me. It's Brian, right?
Yeah, Brian. Oh, and you're Roger. You're 12C.
Yeah, 29A?
Yeah,
sorry, I don't know.
29A.
299A, yeah, yeah.
Is this your buddy, Alan? He's really
cool. We work together.
Are you guys throwing a nostalgia party? Because, like, I mean, Hide the Penny on the Stairs, Mrs. Nelson, like, you guys have got it all going on.
Oh, you grew up around here?
I'm actually from Wisconsin.
Oh.
But, I mean, I feel like everyone had a Mrs. Nelson, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I did have there was a neighbor who was often my babysitter. She was 15. You know, I called her Candy. That was her name. Not Mrs. Wilson or whatever.
Everyone in line, Nelson!
Nelson, yeah. Yeah, sorry, Mrs. Nelson. But no, I guess I get the conceit that we all had babysitters for the most part.
Alan from the front.
He still isn't getting it.
Roger, I think, you know, maybe you should go.
What?
I think maybe you should go back up to your apartment. No, I think you should maybe get out of the line.
Jess, what?
No, I mean, it's like, you know how much I adore you. You're my best buddy ever. You're like a brother to me.
Yeah, we grew up together and we have a closeness that no one will ever understand.
Exactly. And that's why I think that you should maybe wait in your apartment because, you know, everyone's kind of really on board with Hide the Penny.
I'll play. I'm not a buzzkill.
No, no, no. I just feel like part of the joy of Hide the Penny on the Stairs is that it's like you really believe in it. And
I
you
do.
Really believe that you're hiding the penny on the stairs.
You've done such a 180 on this. I mean.
No, but it's like. I feel like I'm finally joining the spirit of it, and
yeah, same.
I know you better than anybody.
No, I invited Alan.
I tenderly like grab your face. I'm like, I know you better than anyone, and I love you so much.
Sorry.
Oh my god, you sound like my favorite housewife, Marlene Spaghetti. but I think it's better.
You're always
if you
telling
upstairs.
Me that you love my Marlene Spaghetti impression.
Yeah,
I worked it into my vows.
You should go upstairs.
Okay. All right, I'll work. I'll go work on my vows some more.
Starts heading up.
Hey, Roger, before you go lock yourself in your room.
It's okay, Alan. You don't need to.
I
get
just wanted
it
to
now.
Say thank you. What do you mean?
I get it. I get Mrs. Nelson and Hide the Penny on the Stairs.
What do you mean you get it?
It's a metaphor. for the isolation we all felt as kids. And the way our dreams of the future don't line up with what reality is, and the way that we all kind of have a collective understanding of what it is to be youth that's grounded in our own personal experience, but somehow universal.
Yeah, sure.
Take me and Jess, for example.
Upstairs?
No, don't take me for anything.
We grew up next to each other, next door neighbors, but trudging up the stairs, muttering to himself. We grew up next to each other, next door neighbors, you know, and our experiences led us on different paths. She went to Harvard. She dated another lacrosse player, and she went to another. And here I am.
Wrong. This only interpretation, there's only one interpretation of what I'm doing, and it is very literal. There's no hidden meaning. It's not a metaphor. We all had Mrs. Nelson in our lives. We all played hide the penny on the stairs. Everyone's like, yeah.
There's a certain isolation that comes from living someone from far away.
Should we take a break?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like, yes, your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So, famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was.
before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess who's back, back, back.
Morning spaghetti's back.
Morning spaghetti.
I like you. You're my favorite.
Alf, read a review for once in your goddamn life.
And we're back. And I'm going to read a review. Sure. This one is for soup.
That was the saddest, lowest energy.
This one's for soup.
Anything.
This one's for soup.
Campbell's creamy tomato soup. Sounds smooth. 7-ounce microwavable bowl. So this is, you know, the one that says it's like the weird styrofoam bowl that you like put in the microwave. So it's not really. It's like. This is from Gwen W.
Gwen
W.
Wafani.
Gwen Wafani.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ. 4 stars. A+. I guess I'm old fashioned. The can seems to taste better. This is good, but I guess I just miss the metal tang.
I've seen this thing on TikTok recently talking about boomers of like the lead stare. It's like that they're
no, not the lead stare.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know.
It's giving that. It's giving like,
well, I can't eat my soup unless there's lead and metal in it. That's not how father used to make it.
I know. Well, and it is. It's like there's so many things like that where it's like the all gasoline is labeled unleaded now, and every can is like non-BPA, and like I'm like I don't remember BPA, but I'm glad it's not in there.
Yeah.
The way that like the 20th century was fully just us like poisoning ourselves.
100%.
Being like, there can't be anything wrong with this, can there?
No, and then it's
putting
like,
lead in soup.
Putting lead in soup. No, it's just the Campbell's marketing meeting. No, I mean, the reason why, Mr. Johnson, the reason why we are pitching, sorry, Mr. Campbell, I was at a Johnson & Johnson meeting the other day. Mr. Campbell, the reason why we are pitching a leadened soup is to really appeal to, you know, people of a certain age who remember, you know, so much of our brand is nostalgia, remembering soups from when you were a kid. And for people of a certain age, that meant a certain taste, and that certain taste was lead in their soup.
My father was the lead soup.
What?
Yeah, lead soup was his brainchild. And things are a little different around here now. Things have changed. We don't take such liberties with people's health anymore.
Your accent's changing. He's kind of going in and out.
Well, it's because I was raised on a healthy diet of lead soup. But now we understand the dangers of such a thing, and I don't think you'd be very happy if we put the lead back in. Really, I think this is a stunt.
I'm just suggesting it. I listen. You are Campbell. Obviously, this is your baby. This is your legacy. This is everything. I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. Right. I'm a nobody. I'm just an ideas guy, right? And I'm a guy who loves soup. I'm a guy who loves our customers. And all I was pitching is just an idea to, you know, bring more generations into the Campbell's fold. And I think we could do that through lead soup.
Why not innovate? Why go back to the lead soup days? Why?
Well, you say you were raised on a healthy diet of lead soup. And look, you're now an incredibly successful businessman with a great mind, a great pair of eyes that's always staring. And I don't understand why you'd think that it'd be such a bad idea.
My health is none of your concern.
You said you were a very healthy man.
Yes, and this green skin I've developed is a sign of my fortitude. And you, or nobody else, will tell me otherwise. Still, lead soup is my generation, you know? The kids these days, they want soup that tastes like something else, you know? Put, asbestos! Or maybe microplastics! Something a bit more contemporary, you know? Something that appeals
to you. Well, the microplastics, that's a given. That's already going
to
be
good. Good, I'm glad. I'm good to hear it.
No. I mean, it's like, even if we tried to take them out, it would be impossible.
Why would you want to?
That is going to be a given. Why would you want to? God.
Listen, I appreciate your time. Like a warm blanket for your
organs. And I've always said that, too. I appreciate your time, Mr. Campbell. I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board on this one, but thank you again for meeting with me.
Of course. I like you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I like you too.
Good.
Thanks.
I see this as the beginning of a beautiful collaboration.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited to go home and tell my wife because that really means the world.
Something tells me that I'm going to be around for a long time.
I hope so.
All right.
Yes. What do you mean something tells you that?
No, I just have a feeling. That I and you, this is the start of something beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
Can I just ask, really, I guess I'm just curious what gave you that impression?
Well, what can I say? I like somebody who's not afraid to stick up for themselves, to speak truth for power. And it would be very easy for you to come in here and tell me what I want to hear. And instead, you've come in here and challenged me. And that's a challenge, and I like that in you.
A challenge is a challenge, and that is something that you have always said.
Go to bed.
Talking to the company. What's that?
Go home. Go to bed. Kiss your wife. Come back in the morning when you're fully rested.
Well, I mean, if you're letting me out, it's 1 p.m. I can certainly go home, but I'm happy to stay here.
Well, I was your age. The workday ended at 1. We had martinis for the rest of the afternoon. Smoked. Unfiltered cigarette.
You know, Mr. Campbell, I think you are right. I think I'm going to go home and I was going to do that anyway.
Kiss her like a man.
Kiss her like a man?
Don't kiss her like a boy. Kiss her like a man.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Men are strong because of the lead.
Okay.
Now fuck off.
Okay. Honey, I'm home. It's just me at the door. Don't worry. I know you get scared sometimes when you hear the door open.
Oh, no. Good. Thank God.
Just me.
I don't have the energy for one of your, you know, when you show up with guests unannounced, it kind of can be, you know.
We've talked about it. We don't need to relitigate that. It's just sometimes
the
it's
big
like
meeting.
Spontaneity is a spice of life.
Right. But you can be spontaneous in a way that your partner consents to, and then you can be spontaneous in a way that's jarring and unsettling. And that would
include
being
spontaneous when I shoved your face into the cake at our wedding.
That's a perfect example of a time I was upset with you. You picked a good example of a time I did not love you.
Honey, I don't want to fight right now. I had a really not stressful, but just very weird day at work.
What was weird about it? You had that big meeting with Mr. Campbell's, right?
I did.
Is it Campbell?
Campbell, just the one. Okay. It's just the one. Campbell, it's Campbell's soup. So it's the soup that is of Campbell.
Right, I just couldn't remember
so
the apostrophe was.
It's not, so it's not Campbell's and then the apostrophe at the end. It's Campbell, apostrophe S.
Okay.
So, if you ever took an interest about where I work, you might know. But I did have a meeting with Mr. Campbell, singular. And I pitched the lead soup idea, you know, the one I've been really working very hard on. I had a great doc for it. I had all these numbers pulled about all the boomers who would love the lead soup.
Right.
And he turned it down.
Oh.
He said, that was my generation. We need a new lead soup.
Should have taken my advice.
He already gave me the same advice. He said the microplastic soup. And I told you, I said the same thing to him.
That's so funny, isn't it?
I said the same thing to him.
That the microplastics are already in.
Oh, you said the same thing to him? So you said, oh, my wife had that same idea.
No, all I said, I turned him down in the same way that I turned your idea down, which was just saying that there's already microplastics in the suit.
Fascinating. Fucking fascinating.
He told me to come home and kiss you like a man.
Excuse me?
He said, go home, go to sleep. It's 1:30 now. He said, go home, go to sleep, kiss your wife. Kiss her like a man. And I said, sorry. And he said, not like a boy.
What? I don't think that guy should be CEO anymore, personally.
So you don't think...
I don't want to...
You don't want to kiss me.
I don't want to touch
you
right now.
I knew it. I literally knew that that's what you were going to say. I knew that that's
sweetie,
what you were going to say.
We have been over this every day. You come from homework. Anytime
come from homework. That's what you just said.
I'm going to
you
bed.
Come from
I'm going
homework.
To bed. No, I'm going to bed.
It's 1:30 p.m. You're not
well,
going
if
to bed.
Well, Mr. Campbell thinks it's a good idea. Why, you know?
Mr. Campbell has lead poisoning.
Don't talk about him like that.
Oh my God. It wasn't
That's
a dig.
Low.
It's not low. It's just true.
Do you want
he told me
some?
That lead made him big and strong.
Do you want some of this?
Some of what?
The chicken salad.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
You didn't forget, did you?
What do you mean?
For Christ's sake.
What?
You're unbelievable.
Tell me what
Tommy
I'm forgetting.
Tommy School, the potluck tonight.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You didn't forget to pick up the cake, did you?
Like I said, I had a big meeting, which you
oh
knew
my
about.
God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What do you want me to go pick up the cake now? I can go pick it
Sometimes
up.
Sometimes I feel like your thing is that you think this marriage is your parents' marriage.
I don't. Come on. That's
where you expect me to keep track of everything. Do 100% of the child, right? You know.
I mean, that's what my mother did. My father would come home after a long day.
My mother. My mother. Do you see how it feels when someone mocks you?
She'd have a drink waiting for him and a little bit of food.
It's 1 p.m.
And a foot rub. Well, Mr. Campbell said, if we're gonna take Mr. Campbell's advice, Mr. Campbell said I should go home and drink martinis for the rest of the day.
Okay.
So if you think I should listen to my boss.
Mr. Campbell said.
No, he said, I should be drinking martinis.
Shaken
vine. Not for you. Shaken is great.
Here you go. Here's one martini for the prick in the suit.
You just put vodka in a shaker and shook it around. You didn't add anything.
That's all a martini is, asshole.
Skulls it.
These are good. We should drink these more.
These are really good.
I want another. Shaken okay?
No, what about the potluck?
Well, Uber, it's fine.
We can't show up drunk to a potluck.
We've got 2 hours till the potluck. There's plenty of time for us to sober up. I'm starting to feel this one a little bit already, but come on. Two martinis isn't going to kill us.
It's really not.
What would your boss say?
My boss would tell me to drink until the cows come
right.
home.
Right. He'd say, drink up. We'll put your fucking hair on your chest. Right? So do it, okay?
Linda, that was amazing.
What are you talking about?
Your impression.
Well,
I know you stopped doing impressions a while ago. You said, I can't be an impressionist.
I'm
a
can't
mom.
Be
and I've
an
always told you that that's not true.
I can't. Nobody
true.
Wants to go to school, and it's embarrassing. All the other mothers are there.
What would be embarrassing is if you couldn't do it well. But the fact that you could just scare the shit out of me by sounding exactly like Dave F. Campbell, that's there's nothing embarrassing about that.
Thank you. Means more than you know.
I can be nice sometimes. Maybe you forgot that about me.
Hmm. Interesting.
What?
And maybe I can be spontaneous sometimes.
You can be. I mean, what? We're getting sloshed
before. We're drinking martinis before.
Martinis at 1:45 p.m.? I mean, come on. Who are we?
I want you to quit.
Linda.
The job.
Linda.
It's killing us.
What? Because of all the lead testing and microplastic testing in our food?
Every day you come home, you look 10 years older. We fight like dogs.
It's lead. It's all the lead.
I know what it is. I know why it is.
Linda, if I quit my job.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
What?
You're going to have to go out. Comedy club after comedy club after comedy club.
It's worth it. I'll do it. I've thought about it. I have a plan. My mother can watch the kids on Sundays. That's when most of the open mics are anyway.
Hell, I'll watch the kids on Sundays.
Let's not get carried away. I'm going to need you there at the show, taping me. It's the only way I'll get better is watching myself.
And putting it up on Instagram Reels.
Right. You see, the way you get bookings these days, I've heard about this. They don't even care about how funny you are. It's about how many followers you have to promote the show.
No, you could be unfunny. You could literally just stand there.
Oh, when we were coming up in the scene, I mean, you and I, we'd be out there handing out flyers to try and earn a spot at the open mic. Now it's all about follower count.
It sounds like you have it all figured
out. Are you in or not?
I'm in.
Are you in 100%? Because I'm not half-assing with it. I'm not half-assing.
Maybe I'm five martinis deep, but this is the best idea I've heard in my life. God, I've missed you. I've missed you, Linda. I've missed us. I've missed this.
Yes.
I've missed this.
Okay, set list. Who am I doing?
Well, you're obviously going to be doing... Now, Mr. Campbell. Now, I want you to give... Now, I'm going to give you... this is my favorite game to do with you. I'm going to give you impressions of my favorite impressions that you do, and you're going to have to
Okay,
do
some of them might be rusty. Some of them might
to
be rusty.
Remember
it's been 10 years since I was on the circuit.
Do a little Campbell. Do a little Campbell.
Okay. Like, talking about what? Give me, like, a scenario.
Talking about lead. Lead poisoning.
Oh, I love lead. It's turning me green. Ha, I'm Shrek.
Oh my God, you're incredible. Okay.
Give me another.
Big Bird, Sesame Street.
Oh, perfect.
That was uncanny,
okay,
Linda.
Okay.
Oh my God,
one.
We're
fuck,
rattling
fuck.
Through.
Give me another
okay,
one.
Okay, Jessica Rabbit.
I'm not gorgeous. I'm just drawn like this.
God, okay. Linda, okay. I am so turned
four,
on
four.
Right
we
now.
We need to close the strong one. Put okay, your cock away. We need to close the strong one.
Okay.
Eye on the ball.
Oh, my God. Eye on the ball. Oh, God. Your best impression, your best one, the best one that you could do. John Lennon.
John Lennon. Okay. Where is he? What's he doing?
He is writing Imagine.
Okay.
All the people there are. What beast we are having.
You're ready.
I don't know.
You know, don't get in your head now. It's too late for that.
You've
never been more ready.
You're right. Thank you.
Thank you.
For reminding me who I was before you came into my life.
I love you.
I love you.
Should we skip the... Nah, that's crazy.
Well, the Cellars has an open mic tonight.
And, you know, our son won't mind if we don't go to this
He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit.
He's doing fine. Have his teachers forget his name because he's so average.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
I want to see you up on that stage.
Yes.
All right. Okay, that was Liza.
Owen Wilson.
All right, we got one weird heckler in the audience.
You were doing Owen Wilson, right? I love impressions.
Yeah.
Fuck, I wish there were more impressionists.
We have got, funny you mentioned that, we have got ourselves a new rising star on the horizon here at the Cellar.
Hell yeah.
Now, hey. You can always teach an old dog new tricks, but you can also remember, you can have the old dog remember tricks that they used to do. This woman, if you've ever looked at the photos in the halls here at the cellar door, she has graced this stage for decades and decades, but it's been a while since we've seen her. So she might be new to some of you. Please give your warmest welcome to a star who's burnt out and now is on her way back to burn brighter than ever.
Burnt out.
Linda Peterson!
No fucking way, it's Linda Peterson.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. How's everybody doing tonight?
Linda!
Thank you. You know, I took a few years off, like somebody else I know. Row, Ruby! Right, guys? No, I'm serious. I'm just here to have a good time, just like all of you. I came out with my husband. Speaking of coming out with your husband, remind you of anybody? Right, guys? Okay, you, sir, in the audience, you look kind of confused. What do you do for work?
Oh, I'm in insurance. I'm in life insurance.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Life insurance.
Sorry, are you a stand-up or are you an impressionist? Because you were introduced as a stand-up. And sorry, and as an impressionist, but you're doing kind of a lot
sorry,
of crowd work.
Are you a stand-up or an impressionist?
Right? This fucking guy, everybody. No, so me and my husband, we fight a lot, right? Mostly about, you know, the things we all do. Chicken salad, the kids, martinis.
Do Joan Rivers.
Okay, no requests. My teeth. That's how I heard him. You know, it's seriously, you guys are too good to me. You are too fucking good to me. No, and on a serious note, I took a lot of years off from comedy to do something that's even harder than telling jokes.
Living with my husband.
Come on, I'm serious. We're just here to have a good time.
The husband standing off to the side in the wings, just like biggest eyes ever. Like, what?
No, guys, I'm serious. I'm not here to rag on my husband. Although that's the way he talks about me behind my back. But look, you look like you have a little dick. What's your name? In the audience, you,
all
sir.
All right, and that's all
no,
the time
no, seriously, let me talk to the guy with the little dick.
For Linda Peterson. Linda,
all right, you guys
Pete.
Have been a blessing and a curse. I love you so much. Don't forget to follow me. I have a new Instagram, and I have a book coming out this July. Honey, we got to write a book. I don't know what came over me. We got to write a book. Are you okay?
We don't have to do anything.
What are you talking about? I was electric up there. They loved me. I mean, fuck, I've still
you
got it.
You were so electric that you gave me a shock. What were you talking about up there? I never talked about you like that, and you were being so mean to me.
Oh, it's a character. I'm playing a character up there. You know I don't really feel like that.
The characters you're supposed to be doing are Big Bird, Jessica Rabbit, impressions.
Right.
What that was up there, that was you. That was your truth.
Come on. Oh, buddy, don't get like this.
Buddy.
We're getting to the top now. You and me, like it's always been.
You pointed out that guy might have a little dick.
Look at him. Look at his fucking face.
I don't think that's funny, Linda.
Yeah. Figures.
Linda.
Figures you wouldn't.
I'm going to go home.
No, come on. I
I'm
can't
do it
without
you. I'm
not going
to let you do this to me. If you are going to keep doing this, then maybe you should stay here tonight.
Are you? Fuck you.
Come
I could do
on,
it on my
no,
fuck
to...
you. I was helping you. I was letting you ride my fucking coattails. I could do this just fine without you.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you thrive.
Pathetic.
Come on, Linda. We don't have to end it with such harsh words.
We don't have to end it at all.
Maybe we'll just take a break. We'll start with that. And we'll see where we end up.
Coward.
What do you want
always
me to say, Linda? I'm not going to let you just...
will be a fucking coward.
Fine. You want to see me be a man?
Oh,
want to see me be a man? Like my boss?
We're done. Oh, okay.
We're done.
Okay.
We are over.
Here's the little prick motherfucker I met in junior high. Take a hike. I don't need you. I've outgrown you.
I'll see you around, Linda. Thanks for the martinis.
Yeah.
He leaves.
Thanks for the memories. Not.
Hey, Linda, that was a really weird set, but
thanks,
we're going to have to ask you to leave the green room because we got a couple other
artists coming
through.
No, seriously,
man,
it was an honor to be back. I mean, thank you so much. You guys are doing that show next Saturday. You still, there's a spot on that or my name on it?
There is a spot.
All righty.
I will see
you there. Pete, I swear to fuck, you're a saint, okay? I will see you next Saturday. Cannot wait to be back. I've got some new material that's way more problematic than the stuff I did tonight.
You're actually never allowed to. We were just talking to some of the higher ups, and you're never allowed to come
to the cellar again.
Yeah,
classic Pete busting my balls. Yeah.
Nope. That's just how it's going to be, Linda.
Get in my belly.
Come on.
I really hope
you're pulling my
leg.
Jagalicious. Come on, Austin Bowers. You remember. Come on. Pete. Pete, fucking look at me. Do you remember who sat front and center at your fucking intervention, asshole?
Linda? Please
you
don't
owe
make
me.
This any needs to be.
You fucking piece of shit. You too. Hey, too, Brute. Fucking Caesar impression, asshole. I don't need you.
Linda, come on.
Pete. I think I'm getting a divorce.
We all heard. Linda, your mic's been hot. You took the mic with you backstage.
No. Fuck, I just was using it for effect. I didn't think it was hot.
We
Why didn't you cut it? I was yelling at my husband for like 5 minutes.
We were yelling at you.
No, I didn't hear.
You couldn't hear any. Exactly. Because, Linda, you can't hear anything other than the sound of your own voice, and it's always been that way.
The sound of my own voice? I think you mean the sound of Baby Yoda's voice. Come on. I'm fucking good at this. You Linda, know I am.
Linda.
Just give me a shot.
We already did. That was tonight.
And I fucking killed. I killed out there.
Please get out of here, Linda. Don't make me call security.
Come on. I'll go.
Pulling up the walkie.
I'll go. I'll go. Fuck, Pete. Okay. Fuck. This sting's coming from you. You named your daughter after me.
Linda, you keep stalling. I'm going to need you to leave the building.
Okay, I'm leaving. You just wanted to take one last look at me.
Linda. I'm
Star is Born.
Not looking at you.
That was Bradley Cooper from A Star is Born. Okay, I'm going. I'm going home. Tim Curry from Rocky Horror.
You don't gotta go home, but you can't stay here.
Nice. Nice. Busking on the street doing impression.
Hey, do you take requests?
You got cash, kid.
I have a 5.
Fine, who do you want to hear?
Can you do Blossom from the Powerpuff Girls? She's my favorite.
I do Buttercup.
Well, my daughter would like to hear Bubbles, if you can.
No, well, I'd like to fucking sleep with JFK tonight, but that's not gonna happen either, is it, hag?
Okay. Ushers the kid away.
Easiest 5 I ever made.
Oh my god.
Stole the 5 right out of the fucking sucker's hand. Didn't even see it coming.
Hey, Linda.
What do you want, guy? How'd you know my name?
It's me. Your ex-husband.
Oh, Christ. You look like
god,
shit.
God, it hasn't been that long.
I could change him. A fortnight. Lots
I just
can change.
Wanted to say that I'm moving out, so you can have the house.
Billy Joel. Nice.
Nope. It just wasn't a reference. Mr. Campbell died. The lead poisoning finally got to him, and he named me successor. So I've legally changed my last name to Campbell, and I will be moving into his home.
Guess that makes me Mrs. Campbell, huh?
No, it doesn't, because we are divorced.
Come on, man. Give me a shot. One last shot of being your wife.
I can't.
I was good
that,
at it.
I can't let you
I back was good at
again.
It. You know I was.
For a time. Come on. But that time was fleeting.
I made chicken salad just how you like.
With the microplastics.
Yeah, and I kept that idiot son of yours in the middle of the class.
God, I can't believe I'm saying this. I shouldn't be saying this. I shouldn't be doing this.
You love me.
I'll never love anybody else, Linda. I need you to come to the Campbell Mansion with me.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it, fucker. I love your ass, too. Let's do it. God.
Should we do our last segment?
Not in my swamp, right, guys? Shrek. That was a Shrek.
Check me
out! Wrong! I'm sorry.
Those were nothing if not cozy.
Fucking hell.
Those two long ass scenes were nothing if not cozy.
Meandering.
No, just true to life.
Yes,
true to life.
Thank you. And I think too often there's a
in our culture today. This mic's hot, right? I think there's a assumption that we make that comedy or that improv has to be funny. And I think it's worth challenging that notion.
I agree.
You know, and seeing like, well, if comedy's not funny and it's not short, what could it be?
We're all, it's like, it's science. It's all, it's an experiment.
And, you know, in much the same way that like a team sports, right? A sports team that wins all the time.
Yeah.
That's no fun to watch.
No fun to watch. Who are you rooting for?
And a podcast where every episode's good.
What are you listening
What's
to?
What's the fun of that?
What's the fun? We keep
you
guessing.
You hear two
Alf, what has been shaking you?
Roping around in the dark for a joke.
What has been shaking you? What has been shaking your ass?
What has been shaking my ass? Chicago is a beautiful city, and it's most beautiful to me in the autumn.
And I think that's fair.
I really like living in a city that actually experiences seasons. And it would be pretty easy to say that I'm only saying that as a way of coping with the fact that I live in a city that's winter for 9 months of the year. Mm-hmm. And that's true too. But I've been on like a couple really long walks in the last week and just seen the leaves falling, the crisp air, get a little latte, get a little PSL even. And I just like the fall, and I'm really hoping that it lasts and it doesn't turn to winter too soon.
It will.
Okay.
I'm very jealous. It has the weather. It's been a little
like
chillier in LA
there?
In the morning.
What is it, like 90 or?
No, God. This morning it was like 65, which was beautiful. Nice. It was really, really nice. What's been shaking me? There is a new viral sound, like a viral TikTok trend that I can't stop thinking about. That it brings me so much joy, and I don't actually know what the show is from, but it's two puppets, and it's who's that wonderful girl? Could she be any cuter? If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. It's two puppets. One of them is kind of like an old one puppet playing a piano, singing "Who's that wonderful girl? Could she be any cuter?" And then a little girl puppet in like a fairy outfit comes in, and it is my favorite thing.
It's
my favorite thing.
That TikTok, like, sometimes those sounds just get so fucking stuck in your head that you're watching the videos, and it's not even that you give a shit about the video itself. You just want to hear that sound.
Yes, it is. It brings me so much joy. And Daniel and I do it all the time. And Daniel, God love him, he knows that I just like to perform around the house any chance I get. So it's like he'll turn a corner and start singing "Who's That Wonderful Girl" so that I can make the entrance around the corner. And that is love. Find someone who will indulge
love
your performative tendencies.
Love is love.
Love is love.
My
is love.
TikTok sound that's been dominating my mind is Wendy Williams from The Masked Singer singing.
Oh, incredible.
Native New Yorker.
I'm a native New Yorker.
Right in the ooh, subway. Ooh. And she's like not on key at all, but she's
it's
so
really
confident
good.
And happy. And it's like, and if that's the energy that you want, and you want the energy of, I was about to plug the live show that's already happened. Fuck.
Yeah. It's already happened.
I hope it was good. Fuck.
But if you want more joy, if you want someone who posts on Instagram so much, you're like, oh my God, stop posting. You can find Alfred on Instagram at Alfred In It. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review. You can find the show on Reddit r/ReviewReview and the HeadGum Discord ReviewReview. And Jeff and I have a Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
You can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley and Spa, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXXXXXX.com. For as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we're always saying this, we're never not saying it.
Oh my God, he's crazy. I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you, love.
I can't hear you.
Love, I cannot
As
hear
we
you.
As we say every bloody week,
I
can't
hear you.
I cannot
hear you, mate.
I cannot Good hear you, my
God,
darling.
I cannot
oh,
hear you.
Oh, my sweetheart,
Wish
I can't
I knew what you were saying,
you.
Love, but I cannot hear
oh,
you.
Oh, my darling, can't hear a bloody word.
Right.
We'll see you next time.
All right.
Wish I could hear you.
Yes.
Love you.
Oh,
Tom, love you, everybody.
Bye.
Can't hear you. Bye. Tom, bye.
Bye. Have a great week.
That was a HeadGum Original.